All right.
Well, we went live for the first time last night. We started our gaming channel.
I thought we did good, but we were we were a mess.
It was the absolute worst. I thought it was going to be like fun and it was fun and entertaining, but I thought we were going to be good just learning all these games for the first time, and we were a fucking disaster. Literally every single comment was just like, get offline. Right, this is a fucking mess.
Yeah, Zane was like, I don't want to play it until we're actually streaming. And I was like, I think we might need to like learn a little bit. No. I want to be like learning it while we're playing. The game we played, Among Us, you can't just wing that.
Yeah, you have to know exactly what's going on. You need to like read all the rules, which we try to. But we
were calling people out for murder. I still don't even know what this game was about.
We were even trying to be nice in like the little chat. You know when like someone finds a dead body and everyone's trying to figure out who the imposter is? We were just trying so hard to be like nice so we didn't get booted off the spaceship or whatever the fuck you're on. So I was just like, hey, first time playing, the green guy is sus.
We said that we were David Dobrik, so people were probably not too mad at us. They were probably mad at David.
Yeah, it looked really bad for David for sure.
But our stream, yeah, it was very messy. I didn't realize how bad it was until we looked back at people posting our footage of the stream.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, we were bad.
There's I exposed myself at least three times on that stream last night.
Zane leans over, he thinks he's out of the camera, and he starts ripping his puff, like thinking he's hiding it, and he's just. Looks up and he's still on camera. He's like, oh shit. It was so fucking
funny.
That was
really funny. There was a couple other things I did to expose myself, but you guys just make sure to check out our Twitch stream. Twitch.com/Zane and Heath, or just go to the Twitch app and look us up. It's Zane and Heath. And we're probably gonna go live maybe like 2-3 times a week. Who fucking knows? Whatever we're feeling.
Once a week. We're gonna fucking do. Every other week. Who knows?
But yeah, let's roll the intro. Let's get this podcast started, baby, because we have a fucking guest on this episode, woo! Baby!
First guest episode!
All right. It's Coffee Talk, baby! All right, guys, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
And I am Heath.
And our lovely co-hosts, Kenny and Mariah. Mariah, you look so good today, by the way. You've been looking very good since the season started.
Watch your mouth, bro.
Oh, sorry.
I will say.
Wow, Mariah, you are hot.
Yeah.
All right. Wow.
I felt really good and really confident until about 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
no, when you're good. Hey. We know why she's not feeling as confident today, because we have a brand new hot, spicy fucking guest today.
Shut up. We got
Stassi, baby. Yay. Yay. Yay.
Welcome to my podcast, bitches.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is our first episode with a guest. So we were all so nervous before we started this, but yeah. I think we're still nervous. We're still nervous too, because we don't know how this is going to be a mess. I just think it's going to be a bad.
That's
bad
the spirit.
Mess.
No, it's gonna be fun. We hope it's gonna be a good one, and we're excited to have you. Thank you for saying yes to our first guest.
Yeah. All right.
I'm laying on my couch, taking thirst traps and drinking alcohol.
All right. So before we start, we're going to take a shot of your favorite alcohol. So we're going to do that.
Baby, 1942.
Duh. Oh,
and that favorite was a, year.
Was, she so goes, what was, that so was my favorite 6 months ago.
Sorry, God. I only drink vodka now.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, vodka. No. Vodka's like, that should get you bad. No good.
I have something coming out soon.
Oh, she's pushing a product.
Oh, already? Jesus Christ, we've been waiting for 2.5 fucking minutes.
Sorry.
Okay, well, before we start, let's kick it off with a shot of 1942, Sauce's favorite shot.
Great year.
Good year for music.
Isn't 1942 the year of the World War II?
Well, that's probably when Don Julio was made.
Good year.
Stas would know. Stas, tell us about 1942, the year.
It's tequila.
A man named Don Julio came over.
Tequila was invented in 1942. Duh.
All right, let's get it kicked off, baby. Cheers.
Why do you guys have cool different ones?
We love you.
Well, because we didn't have enough of these. Oh.
Tappity tap.
Mm. Oh, my. That was warm.
Still your favorite?
Can't tell. I don't know.
Okay.
Did you guys all finish it? Am I that big of a little pussy?
I didn't finish it. What are you, nuts?
Before we start the rest of the episode, we have a little gift for everybody. So check under your seats.
Everybody check under your seats.
I didn't get shit.
I didn't get anything.
I got nothing.
Okay, stop today, Stas, before the episode ends.
Check under your
before
damn
the quarantine
seat.
Ends. Uh-oh.
We got a winner!
Yeah! It's a Don Julio 1942 bottle. Straight.
You know how hard it is to get these nowadays?
Yeah.
It is. We
just found out.
We called like 80 fucking stores, and there was one store that had one left, and they couldn't believe it. They were like, the guy that we called, they wanted to save it so bad, and they were just like, you know what?
He was trying to upcharge it. He was like, this is the last one in North Hollywood. I want to sell it for like $350.
I bought a Magnum bottle of 1942 for $700 the other day.
Hold on, what's
the other? Just casual. Hold on, what's on a Tuesday.
What's a Magnum? There's a bigger
bottle
than that.
There's like a bigger
one. Oh, come on, Zane. Peasant.
It's just a regular bottle of 1942 with a condom on it.
Just stretched over the top
for safety.
Magnum.
Oh my god, that's so funny. Okay, yeah, we didn't know about the shortage, and it was a mess to get this. But yeah, we
worked really hard for that.
Thank you guys.
Just
so
for you.
Much.
We showed the guy a picture of you. We're getting it for her. Take it all.
Funny story about Don Julio 1942 bottle. Sas, remember your last birthday?
You got me four bottles, and I was hungover
to even
drink.
we thought it was going to be something special.
I know. So
the journey.
I don't like to talk about this day because I really didn't mean for the night before to get as crazy as it did. So then when you guys got there, I was so sad that I wasn't up to my drinking, you know.
No, but that's not even what we want to talk about.
Top of it.
Yeah. No.
So Sas invited us to her birthday party, and we were so excited. We're like, we need to get her a gift. What is it? Obviously, we got to get her a 1942
it's
bottle.
Her
it's her favorite drink.
I know where this is going.
So we went to the gas station. We got we bought all of them, right? It was like six bottles.
The liquor store.
So we got the last six bottles that they had, and we were all in the car. We're like, oh my god, we're gonna be the talk of the fucking night.
We're like, everyone's gonna talk about us at this party. Like, this wow. is gonna be the story of the night.
This is Stas's favorite bottle. Yeah. So we get there, and we're like, and I come in so excited with all the six in my hand. I was like, hey, Stas, happy birthday.
I'm taking a picture. I'm like, this is it. She's gonna love it.
It's my Finsta profile picture.
Oh, is it?
It's a photo of me holding all the bottles.
So something beautiful. Good came out of it.
Yeah, she got a picture.
So I walk up to her, and Stas goes, aw, thank you, grabs them all, and throws it with her other 200 bottles of 1942 bottles that she got for free. Free, and we spent like what $800 on these bottles.
We really
bottles.
Thought yeah. we did
you
something.
Guys, you're making it seem like I didn't appreciate
oh,
that.
No, 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 no,
I appreciated that. I just had 45 other bottles that I already finished.
right.
I know. I was exaggerating to make a little bit funnier. So but yeah, no, Stas obviously appreciated the bottles.
I still drank them all,
and she still drank them all.
Yeah. I got a tattoo at that party.
Oh my! I forgot about that.
Tune into the video if you want to see it.
Oh, Stas,
yeah.
I got a 1942 tat one time when I was really drunk, but it's like fully faded.
Oh,
that, it looks like it was tatted in 1942.
Yeah,
I leaned over like I could read it. I got nothing.
Right, so you guys got like dot tattoos, right? That's all you got. You got
yeah,
a dot.
Yeah, Sas got that smiley face on her ankle.
She got a freckle,
and that's what sold me. I was like, I love it. So I wanted the eye from
got
that smiley face.
I also got baby Sas.
Oh, that's cute.
Looks
that
good.
Is cute.
This guy probably thought he was gonna like put out
no,
fucking
you guys
epic
don't,
pieces
no, no,
of like his
you guys
tattoo
don't
art.
Understand this. The it's first of all, he's my friend Ramsey, and I got him. I had a tattoo machine. This one drunk idea was mine to order a tattoo machine off Amazon so that I can tattoo all my friends when I'm wasted at my house.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Safe, clean the needles, everything. Don't worry. But so I started like tattooing all my friends, and they're the worst tattoos ever. Little smiley faces. Sad faces, like everything, and it looks like shit. So one of my friends was like, here, let me try. And he did it, and he was actually like kind of good. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna get a better tattoo machine so that you can start tattooing us when we're drunk.
Yeah.
And so I got him this like really nice tattoo machine, and that was him at the party. He had never, he's not a tattoo person. He'd never
oh
like
oh my god.
She told me like, that before. Though,
I told them,
I was like,
because her and Addison were about to get something, and I was like, oh no. I don't know if you guys want this to be your first tattoo. Like, he's just my friend yeah. that's like tattooing us for fun.
She's
oh,
like, here's
the thing. That as like a tattoo booth.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't have a big fucking sign
it
just
was
to let
so
people know.
Funny,
just,
but that's
because
what made
everyone
it
that
funny.
Was everyone that was there getting them from him knew that he wasn't like
right.
They knew. They you guys were the
for us.
No, we were no, me and Addison were on because that was Addison's first tattoo, and we were on Pinterest looking at intricate like
yes, and I'm like, you guys
and Sas goes, Hold on. You guys don't understand. Like, he's not a tattoo artist. I was like, what do you mean? We were looking at huge designs, and she was like, you literally can only get, like, from this paper.
She's like, look at the menu.
It was like a heart, a dot.
Right.
A little dot design. A lightning bolt. A smiley face.
It's just a bunch of Braille designs because that's all he can do. Braille. Just Braille.
Just all six, Braille. Six-year-old so doodles.
You guys,
it was
your
so funny.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
I can't talk shit about tattoos. My tattoos are the worst. I got a...
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
A slug.
Oh, my God.
That's deal. Crazy.
The deal Louise. One is the worst one. The worst one.
Yeah,
worst
thanks.
Well, we mean thanks. Look where it's at. It's right fucking... It looks like dirt.
You know what's weird? A lot of people appreciate it, though. They're like, what does that mean? And I just go like this.
Yeah.
I go to shake their hand, and they're just like, oh, my God, I get it. That's so cool.
Because you don't want
to
talk shit about someone's tattoo that's right there on their thumb.
That's
you
permanent.
Right.
They're probably like, oh, so that sorry. Guy.
Oh, my God, I get it. Notice how they say, I get it, not, I really like it.
I like it, yeah.
Oh,
right,
my God, I get it.
Oh, God. All right, so Stas, how was your week this week?
What are you up to? Out of a Heath Hussar mug.
Yeah.
She's his biggest brand. Fan.
She wants to push biggest some fan. Fucking vodka. We finna push our mugs.
Heath Hussar.
Heath Husser.
Say it right.
Heath Husser.
It's all right.
So Heath Husser.
Earlier, as soon as she sat down, she goes, this is Zaynin. Heath Unfiltered.
Okay, fuck you.
She looked at the sign.
I looked at the sign because I didn't know if it was Heath and Zayn or Zayn and Heath. So I was doing a little funny Instagram story and I was like, Zayn and Heath.
Oh my God.
No, I'm busting your chops.
Busting your balls.
Busting your balls.
All right, well,
but yeah, your week. How's it been?
How was it?
What day is it?
It's Thursday, Friday. Was it Thursday or Friday?
Friday. It's Friday right now.
Well, I bought a $700 bottle
yeah.
of Don Julio.
I got an expensive bottle of Don Julio. Drank it.
Okay.
Oh, just kidding.
Gone.
Drank it.
Fucking groundbreaking.
No, I
what
got
else?
My dog back from training. She's shit five times.
You got another
inside.
Dog?
Can they shake?
Yeah. She can sit. She can down. She can stay.
Huh, what happened to your? What about your last puppy? The one you had from before.
Hold on, she's texting.
Do I still have the
she's
puppy?
She's like, I'm
texting
Drake. But
can I
even
show you my
Drake?
Dog?
Let me see.
Oh.
That's so cute. He's so cute. She's so cute.
She's her name is Sunny.
Oh, okay.
She's a Bernese. Oh, my phone is black.
Oh,
could you
beautiful.
Even see?
Beautiful.
She's a Bernese Mountain Dog and a poodle.
Really cute.
People say they look like their dogs. Like, that's like dog version of you. She's gorgeous.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
She has shit in the house like six times. So
oh, your first dog.
Very
no,
you.
No. Oh, yeah, my first dog.
Very you shitting in the house.
My first dog got evicted.
What does just that mean?
Just
wait,
the
what?
Dog. Did you put him down?
No. I was fostering this dog and I was going to adopt it. And she was this German shepherd. She had like a little pit bull in her. She was super cute and cuddly, but she was a nightmare. And it just was too hard
was
for
she a
me.
Biter?
And wasn't paying rent.
She was a very hyper
okay,
dog.
She was
for
very,
sure.
very hyper, and that's like the least like I'm like the chillest person. So to have like a dog that's like so hyper just didn't work for me.
Right.
And
okay.
like I felt
match.
Bad. I was like, I'm not
you
gonna like
match
run
it.
We didn't match. Yeah. So and I was just fostering her. I didn't fully adopt her yet. So what was the final straw between our relationship was...
Imagine having a final straw with another dog. Just listen.
The final bone.
I walked downstairs after not being able to find my Louis Vuitton
slippers. Of course.
And she chewed my Louis Vuitton slipper.
No.
Absolutely not. So you fucking nicked her, right?
Kick her out.
Done.
Absolutely
done.
Evicted.
I evicted her from my life.
Yes. Now, what did that rush
she
it
belonged
was really,
in the streets.
It was really hard to let her go. But I found wow. her a loving home with people who would run
who
around
who didn't
with her all
have
day.
Designer
homeless.
didn't
you just
have
gave her to
slippers.
Homeless people. So I was like, so I found some peasants and I just passed the dog off to her.
Fuck
they
you.
Had coach bags and we didn't have to worry about
Coach.
Oh, shit.
Very good, Heath. You know Coach is a subpar design.
I didn't even know that. I didn't know Coach was like not a good brand.
No, it's a great brand. It's just
hey, what's
it's
Coach?
Not
if you're in the 90s,
wait,
you know
oh my stars.
I'm kidding.
No, she's
I'm
not.
I'm literally kidding.
She's absolutely not.
Oh, shit.
This is going really well, but what should we move on to next? That's like the same energy.
I really want to talk about how you got introduced to our friend group.
Oh,
okay.
It's actually almost our two-year
anniversary
of when we met.
That's it?
In what?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so
wow.
do you guys want to know
Halloween.
My side of the story?
Yeah, let me hear Sauce's
okay,
side.
Okay, and then I'll say my side of the story.
Yeah.
And then I'll say my side.
So many sides to the story. So me and Kelsey used to watch David's vlogs and thought you guys were all the funniest people ever. So we would just watch them. We were like, this one time we were in, I think, Paris or Milan or something.
Oh my God.
Oh, waiting wow. for, waiting
can't keep
for,
track.
One of them. Maybe London. Waiting for like one of our flights. And we just like sat and watched, I'm not kidding, like 15 vlogs. And we were like, oh my God, they're so funny. We need to be their friends. Like they're all crazy. And you know, Zane drinks so much like us. Like we would get along really well.
Okay.
So we were like sitting there and Kelsey was like, I'm going to DM him. And I was like, you're not going to DM him. And she DM'd him and he responded. And then we literally like invited you guys, or like we were going to the same like Halloween party or something.
Yeah.
And then we met at the Halloween party and you dressed up the Halloween that we met you. You dressed up in a costume with me and Kelsey.
Yeah. Okay. I think that was the second time we hung out, or like third time. It was one of those. But I remember the first time I met you, it was you, Kelsey, and Olivia, and you had this like long blue hair and you're in a Minion outfit. And I remember seeing this movie.
I was Thing One and Kelsey was Thing Two, not Minion.
Yeah, and
Minion.
You guys were.
Oh, no, I wasn't in a Minion outfit.
You're in a Minion outfit.
I was in a onesie,
outfit.
But you met me when I was in my Thing One outfit and then.
Yeah. No, no, I know.
The
I didn't
next
meet...
day I was wearing my Minion outfit.
No. The first time I met you, you're in your Minion outfit. That was the first time I met you.
You didn't go to the Just Jared party?
You don't think I would know?
So you didn't go to the Just Jared party?
Oh.
Oh, no. Call him out.
Just Jared party is something you're supposed to be at?
That's where we met David.
Hold on. I did go to that.
That's what I'm saying. So you didn't meet me in my Minion costume. You met me in my Thing One costume, and then you met me the next day in my Minion costume.
Stop. I know we broke up.
I know we broke up, but I'm right.
Who wrote the note?
Oh, we'll get to that fucking later, but... The first time I saw you, she had long blue hair, and I remember you guys were fucking crazy. It was me, Todd, and Matt hanging out with the three of you.
Oh, we're the crazy ones.
No, look, and Todd just got out of a relationship, and I think, we're all single, and we're just like, we wanted to go crazy. So we were like, oh my God, these girls are so much fun, and they're fucking hot. Let's just like hang out with them and have fun. So we met you guys, and I remember the first thing I thought about you was like, oh my God, I thought your blue hair was real. I thought it was real.
Yes,
I remember like going home.
And I was like, paying for some good shit.
I was like, damn, I can't believe she dyed her hair blue like that. Like, that's very, very brave for her to dye her blue hair blue like
She's
that.
She's so brave. I like her.
And my friends
she
are like,
dyed her hair
Zane.
Blue.
They were like, Zane, that's a fucking wig. Are you stupid? That's a wig. I'm like, no, it's not. It was like on her head. Like, it looked like her hair. And they're like, that's the point. That's why girls wear wigs. Because it looks like their real hair. I was like,
You were Sonic the Hedgehog. Right.
But we went home that night, and I remember you somehow, I don't know how you got my number, but you got my number from like a friend, and I
creep?
Got it.
Oh, I got it.
I got it. Did I give you mine? I don't remember giving you my number.
I don't remember.
So cuts to a video of Zane. Please take my number.
I'm begging you.
Please text me later. You promise you'll text me?
Or should I get your number so I can text you?
We have to hang out.
So you texted me, and I was like, oh, like in my head, I was like, who's this? And then you sent a picture immediately. It's like, oh my God, that's her. That was a girl that I met.
That's blue hair.
And I don't even think that night I remember. Because I didn't know who you or any of you were. I've never seen you guys on Instagram or nothing.
Fake.
So I saw you sent a picture and I was just like, oh my God, this is fucking sick. Like I think she likes me because she texted me and
she didn't text anybody else.
At all costs.
Press one for yes, two for no if you like me.
Again, these are just like three crazy girls that we had no idea about. We're like, oh my God, let's go. This is so much fun. And then the next day we went to that Halloween party and I dressed up like Timmy Turner. So you guys were fairly my Fairly Odd Hoes, right?
Yes, that's what you captioned into your photo.
Yeah.
Me and my Fairly Odd Hoes.
Yeah, and I remember we had like a binger for like 5 days after that. We were going...
5 days? We had a five-day bender? We had a three-month bender.
We were three-month bender.
Crazy. Hospital visits.
Yeah. That's how it is when you meet like new people that you like just, you have this, like just, you just want to get crazy.
Oh, we know, Zane. We know.
Well, my favorite thing is like... The IG like confession model thing pages posting us being like, oh, well, I guess Kelsey and Stoss do have good personalities since they hang out with the vlog squad all the time. Like, they actually might have personalities and be funny. And I'm like, sick.
You go, that was my plan all along. I want people to think I have a good personality.
No, that they don't think we have any.
It's so funny because I remember when you met them. And I was just like,
that was the most miserable.
Well, what's weird is like, we didn't introduce anybody new to our friend group. Our friend group has been so solid for the last couple years. Well, like, not before this. Obviously, we met people, but like, this was like the new introduction. Like, you, Kels, Olivia, like all of them coming in, infiltrating.
Infiltrated.
But it was just interesting because I wasn't invited to the Halloween party. but no, it's funny.
We're trying to keep it small because we didn't want to like look like crazy.
Right.
You know how hard it is to pull up with like 15 dudes?
Yeah, it is.
Like I do the best I can.
You did great. You're doing great, sweetie.
No, but from our perspective, remember when he first met them? Right, those right. 3 months, we did not
Zane
see Zane.
Separated for so long.
Yeah,
come
we
on,
did
I
not...
was fucking single.
Okay, when you guys did come out, I got you guys.
Right.
I got you guys right. to get
you did,
loose.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Like, we went to David's. I remember seeing Stas for the first time. And I was like, and I don't know who. I thought it was Natalie from the back. And I, like, went over and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's not Natalie. Like, who is that? And I'm
That's
looking
thing
around.
One.
Nobody's introducing us. I'm like, who is this? And then we went out that night. And that, like, changed everything because she was so right. fun. I was like, oh, my gosh. And still, I didn't know her name. I was like, who is this? I was like, somebody please tell me who this is.
Girl?
But she was so fun, and we were, like, having such a good time.
You go, I keep on calling her Natalie from the back. That's not her name.
Yeah.
So good.
But, yeah, no, it was really cool to, like, get in, like, not in touch, but, like, figure out who Zane was hanging out with and stealing his time for me was.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I was going to say,
was so
it was, like, because I started meeting like you and all your friends, and it was just like, all of our two friend groups were like colliding, like mm-hmm. for like 4 or 5 months straight. And it was crazy. And I remember everybody, like just people on the internet were just like, who the fuck are these girls? Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Like, why are they hanging out with the vlogs? People hated it, but like, we just
people
loved hanging. We just
us.
Loved having fun.
People hated us.
Yeah, I know. But
you guys
we loved
are so
you, so
fun.
Who cares?
People,
yeah.
hated,
people
hated
us
you guys hanging out.
People just hate
they don't
everything
like new
that
people.
We do and like think that we're like these fake fucking whores that like are just coming to like infiltrate your friend group, which we did.
I mean, people hate nice. Us
but,
and our friend group in general. So
no, they but like do. Your fans like don't like new people coming in.
Right.
That's,
so
yeah,
we would
that's
be
true.
Like, they, we would be they, like, fuck you guys, just trying to use them for whatever. And I'm like, no, these are literally my best friends.
You know
I
what?
Love them.
You
and
don't
that's
even
how
know.
It is.
That's how it is. Though. Like people like always hate new people. Like Jeff, when Jeff became a part of our friend
oh,
group,
people did not
people
like
did
Jeff.
Not like Jeff. They're like, Jeff is sketchy, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? He probably was a little sketchy. But like Jeff has the same sense of he's fucking hilarious. He's straight to the point. He's blunt as shit. And like right. he just got everybody and now everybody loves him. I think just when people see that we are comfortable with other people, then it like completely switches.
Yeah.
And that's,
but that's why
I feel like it's just new people in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why this podcast is important because it's like the only long form thing I feel like that you guys have going on right now.
Yeah.
So that's why we like, right. I feel like we want Stas to explain who you are, what's
oh
your like I mean
wait,
like
I hate that question.
So okay, is it I know it's like Anastasia
Anastasia Cara Nicolau.
Cara
Nicolau.
Why'd you oh, so why'd you put like an accent to it?
Is that
it
sounded,
she
didn't
do that by herself.
Greek. Anastasia Cara Nicolau. That's how you
wow.
say it.
Wow.
David Middle. Do you want me to like... say Anastasia Cara Nicolau?
No.
That was much easier for me to digest.
Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back to the other one. The other one sounds like
Cara Nicolau.
It sounds like Hawaiian. Like it just sounds like a Hawaiian name.
Greek.
Do you have a middle name?
AKA Saucy Baby.
You don't?
Whoa.
Oh, I love that.
What do you want me to have like more syllables?
Anastasia. Marie. Lynn.
Alexander.
Lynn.
That's very pretty.
And what do you consider yourself? Like, are you a...
She said Greek.
Instagram model, influencer, social media superstar?
I feel like all of the above.
Yeah.
Okay, girl.
Doesn't want to limit herself.
I consider you as a...
What, a good
stop,
friend.
Stop, model.
A good friend.
A good
friend. I think, like, you're right now, like, to me, it's like you are a model when it comes to, like, work-wise, right?
Yeah. I mean, technically. I do, like, a lot of, like, brand sponsorships, mm-hmm. like... designing collections and clothes, and I have a sunglass line coming out.
Oh,
I got chills.
Wait,
we also all of a sudden all have her glasses on. Whoa!
I wish I brought them because I do have them at my house, and that would have been sick.
Oh, you should have brought them.
Bring them.
Oh my god,
good
you should have brought
you.
Them.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
And I model, and I post thirst traps and I live life.
Nice. Hey, that's
have
good.
You met Corinna?
Yes.
Framed by Corinna. Stassi.
It's something we all wish we could do, but we have to rely to, you know, being, I don't fuck, being
what
stupid,
do you guys
I guess.
Do?
It's us wishing.
What
we
do you guys do?
We're on the
podcast. What do you consider yourselves?
Do? This
what?
Is just for fun.
What do you consider yourselves? What do you
honestly
do?
Now podcasters.
See, I don't think we're there yet. I like when someone asks, "What do? I still say YouTube because it's YouTube has
I tried
been
to
longer.
Get into YouTube.
You, no, you I, did. No, you know, you still do post.
They're crushing.
You still do post. Yeah.
I post, but like everyone like gets mad at me because I only post when I have sponsored videos.
Okay.
But
okay.
Like,
yeah.
It's not that I only post when I have sponsored videos. First of all, I still don't even have my AdSense set up. I have not made $1 from any of my YouTube videos from YouTube.
Really?
The only money I've ever made from YouTube is when it carries into a brand deal that I'm saying in the video. I don't know how to set that up. I always
Humble
just did YouTube
queen.
Because I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
But all my comments are like, her lips are lopsided, fucking fake ass voice. Like,
wait,
everyone makes me feel like shit when I post. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm
nasty.
Not going to post videos.
You
then
should
you
just comment
whores.
On their
you
shit.
Listen to them.
Yeah. You should just comment on their shit saying, better lips than you, bitch.
Just be like, as you're wasting your fucking day watching me, bitch.
Yeah. I talk out of one side of my mouth. So like, no matter if I dissolve my lip filler or if it's there, like I just like my lips are lopsided when I speak.
So you're two-faced regardless.
Kelly, that was good.
No,
that
but that's good. No, that's one thing. Okay, I've been watching a lot of your videos for research purposes. There
oh
was
God,
one top. There was one top comment that was like, Zayn and Stoss are the king and queen of only posting a video when they're sponsored. Which I
love. Seems like a match to me.
Seems yeah, like a match to me.
In heaven. Well,
here's the thing though. I don't understand why people get so pissed when people post sponsored videos because it's like you ask somebody that has like a regular job. You love what you do. Then why do you need to get paid for it then?
Why don't you do it for free?
Yeah, just do it for free then.
Why
it's like
would
it makes
you?
No sense. And we did Heath and I. You know we did post for free for a long
yeah,
fucking
right.
time, mm-hmm. a long time. And yeah, we get paid by brands sometimes, but
yeah.
like it's crazy how people get like crucified for doing a brand deal when they.
That's what I'm
no
saying. I love when people in the comments kind of like they defend you for free almost because people are like, oh my God, it's so sponsored, da 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 da. And then they're like, okay, do you do your job for free? Do you will you
do
get,
you go to a Hot Topic and work 8 hours for free?
Right. Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
It's
such
because
it's,
we don't
the thing is
critical.
Like it was something we did for fun.
Yeah.
We didn't make any money off of it, and then we started to. And then it was like, okay, we quit our real job.
Yes.
Because we were making money off of this now.
Yeah.
It's like this is now our source of income.
Right.
So why would I now take away all sources of income?
It's crazy because it's not like we're like out searching for these jobs.
Exactly.
These jobs come to us and they're like, hey, we'd love to be a part of you. It's actually this nice how they do it. We want to be a part of your next video. We love your content.
Right.
Is there any way we can just be a part of it? And it's
right.
like, you know what? Sure. I have like, you want to do 30 seconds a minute? Like we'd love for you to be a part of it. And that's how it is. And it's just crazy. People
also,
just take it and completely turn it around like as this negative thing. But it's like,
mm-hmm.
it's not. It's just
right.
like their brand needs a little bit of exposure. I'm doing this video. I might as well give a little bit of time for this brand because they want to pay a little bit of
right.
money. And then that's it.
Exactly. Also, Zayn and I, people don't realize like we get hit up a lot to do brand deals.
Yes. Yeah,
and I'm sure you do too, where it's like they'll hit you up and be like, do you want to promote this? And you're like, no, I don't really fuck with that product.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with like. I don't like it. So you're
it
do, not
or it doesn't
do it.
It doesn't fit with
it doesn't
what
fit
you
your
would
brand.
Bring.
Think
yeah.
that we like accept everything
right
for
exactly.
The
it's
like
no,
yeah.
like
no.
we
yeah.
we promote stuff that we actually enjoy,
yeah.
stuff that we're like okay I can get behind this.
I'll
this tastes
like,
good. This
I'll
looks
even,
good
like,
on me.
Do like a fucking like if I fuck with a brand so hard like I'll do some things for them to give me credit so I can shop
right.
their website.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's great.
Real real.
Yes.
Yes. Real real.
I love the real real. I really do. And
that
was my last video sponsor too. And I mean obviously they. Not obviously, but and they paid me also, but like I would have just said, give me all of what you're going to pay me in credits because
yeah.
I spend that much money
yeah.
on your website anyways.
Right.
Exactly. So it's like, I love them and I love to like shop at their website. And then also I have this like shampoo company that like randomly sent me shampoo and I use their shampoo every single day. And then they
Function
asked
of Beauty?
To, yes.
Love Function of Beauty.
I love them.
Oh,
and it's
God,
like people think that
way.
Like we're just like doing
I
these brand
too.
Deals just to do them. But it's like
right.
I genuinely use these things
right
every
I do
day
an exchange
in my normal
just
life.
For like giving me the
yes
product.
Like
yeah.
please
yeah.
like I post on my stories for like or like whoever just like give me clothes
right
like, let me have clothes
right
yeah.
right
because you know why because all of you guys or everybody else would do that too.
Right.
If somebody gave you, want to give you free product or money, you would take it. And it's just
anybody.
Like,
human nature.
That's just how it is.
Yeah. And it's just work. Like, it literally is like.
And we got to pay for things like this, you know, like our set.
At the end of the day, like, Zane and I were working normal, like, full blown jobs.
Mm-hmm. What did you guys do?
I was a manager at Brookstone.
I was a meet and greet person.
No, it's a they sell like for electronics, like massage chairs and like kind of like funky toys. Uh-huh. So I was doing that full time. Like literally, I'd go to school all day and then work all night. That's all I would do. Yeah,
and that's then I was a meet and greet person. So I would like meet up. I would meet with like. So imagine Best Buy did really good in their sales and they want to send their top 300 of their best salesmen out to Miami to have a fun trip. So they would hire like our company and we would stand there at the airport with their company sign waiting at the airport. They'd come to us. We'd check them off. We'd send them to the hotel, be at the hotel, and we'd like do all the activities and basically be their chaperone.
Their shampoo. Shampoo. We'd be their shampoo for the night.
We'd be their chaperone for the whole weekend and then they leave and then that's it. That was my job before we started this.
But like in between like my lunch break, Zane would meet up with me and be like, let's film a Vine video.
Vine.
Because that's how we started.
Vine.
It was Vine. Something like
so vintage. So adorable.
Vintage. So adorable.
I used to do Vines.
Sauce is like, oh, you guys had to start on Vine.
No, I used to do Vines.
You guys looked like so fucking young.
We're just like such babies. And like the way that I used to do my makeup was just like not flattering.
That's what she's embarrassed about.
Well, because no. Because it's not that. It's like everyone thinks that my whole face is fake because of like a photo that they put of me when I was 12 to like a photo of me at 23.
Of course, you
grew up. And I'm like, I'm gonna grow up. Like my face is gonna change.
Right.
Yes, I've gotten lip filler. Yes, I've gotten like things done to myself. Yeah. But it's like I've never had a nose job. I don't have my jaw reconstructed. I don't have forehead reconstructive surgery. Like,
yeah.
I've never done anything to my face besides fillers. And it's like to put a photo of a 12-year-old and a 23-year-old next to each other being like, oh my God, why doesn't she look the same? It's like, yes,
it's
because
obvious.
When I was 12, I would put like eyeliner down my eye and underneath my eye and like this black sparkly eyeliner. And now I like give myself a wing to like stretch my eye out and like give an illusion. Like, it's like, the makeup has changed so much and it's like, I don't know, just funny to me that like, that's why I'm like, I don't like to talk about these things because then people are going to go back to these videos and be like, oh, her whole face is fake.
You can't like, you got to take that shit. Like I've learned this very recently where like, you just take that shit and you just ignore it. You just put it behind you. Who fucking cares?
Especially old pictures of you. Have you seen old pictures of them?
I used to look
Keith's hair was the length of yours.
Every 3 years, I look completely different.
Show your ID.
He still doesn't get in with his ID.
Eyeliner.
Stop
like
he doesn't
fit
your ID.
Don't have teased hair.
See, but the thing is, like, no one
would say
what's
that about
crazy
a guy.
Is no one would say that about a guy.
Right.
No one would say, oh,
look at him.
Right.
Look
he
at
got
him.
So much work.
This
done.
Is my function. This is my actual driver's license.
No, you're like blonde.
That's my real hair. Everything about
but
that.
But you're right. Nobody would look at Heath and be like, he got work done.
Yes, no.
But he looks
completely
different.
But you look like a different person.
Right now, just be like, what happened?
I wouldn't accept you at a club like this.
I know, exactly.
I wouldn't be like, I would
always
be like,
have to do like multiple proofs.
Give me a break. Can I see it?
Can you put that picture up?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Of course I can.
Double
like,
standard.
But like, I used to, like, it used to be down to here, like teased out like big. Like
you teased
big...
it yourself.
Oh, come on, girl.
You gotta show her what you used to look like in high school.
Oh my God, hold on.
Stas, you're gonna freak out what Heath used to dress like, what he just looked like in high school.
I can find the picture.
I got it right here.
This is how I knew
and this
him
is why
too.
I wasn't friends with Heath, because he just looked completely
die.
Not
Stas,
my style.
And you get shit for not looking the same? Like, this is crazy.
Get ready.
Wait.
But this is like a great example of why people shouldn't take 12-year-olds and 24-year-olds.
Before you see that, I don't really care. It's not like something that affects my daily life because like at the end of the day I know me and I accept me for me.
Yeah.
So I don't really give a fuck about anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like annoying to like see. And I'm just like, do you guys like let me see a picture of you. Like whoever's commenting this, let me see a picture of you when you were 12 versus you when you're 23.
It's right.
Like, please.
Exactly.
And tell me that you look the same.
Exactly.
Because I know that you probably don't.
We all look fucking
dead.
For you.
You.
Let me see you.
When you before you see this is not a costume. Okay.
This is like what he dressed like in high school. That's what he looked like in high school. It's fucking insane.
Like you went out like this.
That was me. Yeah, she can't even talk.
This wasn't like a cartoon day or like dressed like someone else.
You look tan and gorgeous.
Glam rock.
He has a girlfriend.
How did you achieve your hair to be this teased?
A lot of back combing.
How much hairspray?
My favorite is the arm cuff.
Thank you.
Can you zoom out? I just want to see which one that is.
Yep.
Oh my god. How about
you can swipe? Go ahead.
Oh, there's more.
There's more. She goes, I wish there was less.
Less.
What was it called? How you dressed like?
Glam rock?
Glam.
80s glam.
Hair bands.
Also, I keep putting my arm out. I don't know if the camera's catching this, but I'm just going to say I got an IV. That's why my spray tan looks so weird.
An IV of what? What was
it
in your
guys,
IV?
Guys, it is not heroin. Just like an IV. It is her tan.
An IV of what?
Like fluids.
Just water.
Because I'm dehydrated.
B12.
From all the alcohol I drink.
Stas, I've heard that doing those IVs are actually not good for you. That's not how you're supposed to like intake vitamins. That's what I've heard. Is that true, Heath? Have you guys heard of that?
I heard they don't actually do anything. Like a lot
I heard they don't do anything either. Yeah. But I still will get one when I'm really hungover. Because
you think
it
feels good.
I think it's a mental thing. Yeah. I think that mentally you're like, it helps me.
On my birthday, the morning of my birthday, yeah. That crazy Malibu house, uh-huh. I got IVs for everyone to be there the next morning. And my friend got one and he literally stopped breathing. Like he got really nervous when they were doing the IV. So he stopped breathing and like, they were putting the IV in and no one was really hungover before this happened. And then like they put the IV in and he turned white and it was like this crazy God. Thing.
He was about to faint.
So his face went like white and like, then he turned yellow and it was just like, it was really crazy.
Oh shit.
He's okay though now.
He was like about to faint.
Blood.
Huh?
When you're given blood, like it fucks with you, like you're losing blood.
When he saw the needle go in, that's when he like lost it. Yeah. And it was all of us went from like happy, like funny, like kind of still drunk from the night before to like hungover, like what's happening?
That's why as kids they cover it with a napkin, but I'm surprised they don't still do that with adults because some adults can't watch shit like that going through the skin.
I hate needles still to this day.
Yeah, I don't want it going.
I'm okay with needles.
I'll get over it. I shoot myself
like,
off every day.
You did fucking heroin. Why are you complaining?
Stoss is like confused. I'm diabetic, so I like shoot myself up like multiple times every day. Oh. It's like par for the course. It's cute. Oh. It's fine.
It's cute.
Do you want to give me my shot?
Of course, please.
Can we do one?
I haven't done your shot in a long time.
We're like this. Kenny's like,
no.
Can we end this video with Stas giving me a shot?
Can I give you your shot?
Can you? Would you be down?
Oh my God, that's so romantic.
One of my best friends growing up had diabetes, and she would just have like an insulin pack in her ass.
In her ass?
Like the sticker would be like on her butt, and then she would have like a little pack on her.
So that's the pump. And it would just give it to her through her.
Cute. Like,
Is that what it was? Dial it up. I was like, 10.
I have like actual shots, like a needle. Do you want to stab me?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can I stab you?
Sorry. I would actually love that. That'd be like really hardcore.
The stabber.
Stabber.
Do they make designer insulin?
Oh my God.
Should I get you a Louis insulin? I'm down to be diabetic.
Should I get you a Louis insulin?
Gold. It's like gold flakes in the. It's gold flakes in the insulin.
I love that.
It's a good idea. Shit. Patent
I love that so much.
Patent that.
Okay.
We actually did a little bit of research. Kenny showed us some stuff, a couple videos
fucking
of you.
Fucking Kenny.
Fucking Kenny.
What did he tell you?
Kenny.
Because Zane was telling me he was doing research, and I was like, oh, fuck.
You go, who's actually doing research?
I told Kenny to look some shit up. But he didn't find the keeks.
So if he didn't find the keeks, then... I guess the research wasn't that good.
No, we definitely didn't bring up the keeks. The keeks is not it, yeah. But I did want to hold on. Do you have something else before I show this?
Oh no, we were gonna pull up the one thing. But go ahead.
The one thing.
The one and only.
Okay.
I'm so fucking scared.
This is my fault, by the way. I just want to take full whatever they're showing. It's my fault.
What if okay. I'm like cut it?
I just
I will cut it.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
We cut whatever. But
I really
just,
don't
just
have to
be
give
natural.
A fuck.
Yeah, yeah. We'll cut whatever. We'll
cut. Don't give a fuck.
Just
cut
be cool.
Let me check.
Okay, so. I personally I just find this very funny. This is an interview with you.
Funny.
Oh,
this is interview. They finds it funny.
She just said that she was insecure about interviewing.
Then fuck yeah. me already.
This is an interview
with... Is it
with,
the AOL?
No. I don't know. It's an interview okay. with you, Kylie.
Kenny, look up the AOL.
Kylie, Victoria, I've looked up everything. And your other friend.
Oh, I like this video. It was funny.
Come perfect.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
Her name
okay.
is Iris, by the way.
Iris.
With a Y.
Yeah, with
I looked it up.
What interview was it? It was just Kylie's channel.
It's just Kylie's YouTube video.
Okay.
All right. Hit it, Zane.
So the first question says, most likely to get married in Vegas.
I don't know.
I hope none of you get married in Vegas.
I feel like none of us.
None of us.
None of us are allowed sure. to that get like married in Vegas.
Girls. None of us.
And that's all. We're not going to talk about it anymore. And that's all I want to say.
Who's the most likely to get married in Vegas? Oh my God. None of us. Not one of us. Not a single one of us would get married in Vegas.
But
I've never got married in Vegas.
And that's it. And you know, we're going to move on because
we're going to cheers to that.
Period. That's it.
That's where we take a potty break.
Everybody tell Stosh she's killing it.
Everyone tell me I'm killing it. Clap for me.
Okay.
Let's get juicy with okay, it. Let's like have a real conversation yeah. now.
Okay, so we're okay. gonna continue. We're gonna continue the video we just watched. In that video, you're also most likely to get their nudes leaked, which I'm surprised you haven't because you send nudes. I feel like as a joke all the time to your friends.
I think,
including me.
I'm on. I'm just like, I don't know. Like if I'm just like waking up hungover in the morning, like I'll just I think it's funny, like before I get in my shower when I'm looking like a mess and I'm just naked, like I think it's funny.
So yeah. you don't take them like at your best. You're not like I'm
no,
sexy.
I've never taken like no, that's a lie. I have taken like a sexy nude before, but I haven't sent a nude to anyone. Like no one's deserved
like,
one of my sexy nudes.
Like your friends.
I mean I've done like nude photo shoots with like some of my photographer friends, like but I think that the nudes that I send are funny.
Yeah. It's crazy how like
early if
like fun like fun like funny
it's
friends.
Like, hi, I look hungover, my makeup's down my face. Good morning.
I think it's crazy how people that send nudes like as a joke all the time never get exposed, but the people that keep their shit so secret all the time, they get exposed all the time. And that's how it is. Like you
right,
know how
right.
you're
watch me get my phone hacked after saying that.
No. You know when you like you know celebrities or anybody that's like super, super clean
yeah.
all their life. Their shit gets hacked and exposed the most because people aren't expecting it. But like
right,
when
right.
you're like me, I post everything about myself. Like when I'm, my nut was exposed. My nut like got exposed.
You have
on,
a nut?
My,
you
well,
have
yeah,
a nut
no,
balls?
My,
sorry, you have a nut photo? You have
my,
a nut?
So, in Jason's YouTube video, I was sitting there in my boxers and my nut was just clearly
hanging
out.
And he didn't catch it?
He didn't catch it because Jason
he's
was
like
fucking 80
years old.
Fucking Jason.
Jason did not catch it. And when he posted it, I was sitting there for a good like 20 seconds of talking to him with my nut just out in my,
oh,
my boxer.
My
and as soon as I saw that, it like I get this like thing in my head. I was like, okay, if you can't hide it, you gotta release it before everybody else sees it. So I took it. I took that picture. I posted it, and I made tweets say, like making punny like I made punny posts saying like I cannot believe it. My genitals were exposed. So as long as you get in front of it first, people
right.
can't fucking get at you for it. As long as you like make it known
yeah.
first. It really doesn't matter
that's
what
crazy
it is.
Crazy that your nut was out.
Yeah.
Jason didn't see it.
Because I'm always in my boxers, especially like back in the days when we were just drinking every fucking night and we woke up hungover just all the time. I
right.
like my outfit.
You mean like yesterday?
Like yesterday. My outfit of the day was boxers all the time. So I would always wear boxers. And
my
all
outfit
shit.
Of the day, boxers.
Boxers.
OOTD.
So, yeah, I just think it's so interesting how like it's how you like the way you start. It's how you live the rest of your life. So I made sure to start as a fucking mess. My nudes are leaked all the time.
He made
I say
sure
stupid
to
shit.
Start.
I made sure to
right.
start.
I did.
It was
a I did start.
It's not, it's
no,
not that
you
he
just
was
a
mess.
Mess.
He made sure that he was a mess to
right.
start.
I was a mess, but I didn't hide it, and I think that was very
right.
important.
It's just being true to yourself. That's
keep
at the
expectations
end of the day.
I
low.
Feel like people know that I'm like a crazy person.
Well, yeah.
Even though I post like
very stone face. But no, that's what I was gonna say is that like you like in that commentary you weren't that was not the only thing you were voted most likely to.
Oh, what
you
else
were,
was I? Oh.
You were voted most likely to get the whole gang in trouble. You were most likely to party every night. You were most likely to win a twerking contest, and
of
you were
course.
Most likely to get wasted by themselves.
Do you drink alone?
Okay, so I don't
Here's
drink
the thing.
Alone, but like if I make myself like a nice dinner. or don't, and I Postmate something. But if I'm just at my house and I'm like putting on a movie, like I'll have a glass or a bottle of wine.
A glass or a couple bottles.
Depending on what I'm watching. Like, I mean, I just love the taste of wine. Like, I'm a wine drinker. Do you remember we were talking about this? I was like,
yeah.
Because we would always drink tequila and like we would drink anything else. I was like, yeah. Do you guys ever just like have wine nights?
I've never sipped alcohol by myself ever. I don't know why. It's just
a nice, like, it's a nice like, glass of wine when social. I'm like eating a nice dinner, like that I cook myself, or like again that I Postmate. But usually when I'm cooking, it's usually when I cook for myself. But
DoorDash,
Postmates, whatever it is. Father Foods, you know, sandwiches. They ends at 4. Get them before 4. But no, I just like I love to have like a wine with dinner.
Yeah.
So I don't like black would out you, and get like tequila shots by myself. I mean, unless I'm like pre-gaming by myself to go meet up with friends, then of course I'll have a few shots before I leave my house alone.
Where does the wild child in you come from? Like, do you get it from friends? Do you get it from family? Is there somebody in your family that you like?
Good question.
I feel like since I was not younger, but like in my friend group, I'm always like the life of the party. Like everyone says I'm the glue. That's what they call me, the glue. To like,
yeah. I can see that.
I glue everyone together. Same. So it's like everyone, like if someone's like down or someone's like feeling like they want to stay home or whatever, everyone's like, oh no, if Stas is there, we're going to have a good time. Because I'm just like, I'll take the energy, even if I don't even have it myself. Like I'll take all the energy I can possibly and like give it out to everyone.
You're like, I know my role.
So everyone I just make everyone have a good time always. So whenever I'm there.
I want to add to that. Because
wait, I want to add to that too.
It's so, Stas, I want to add to that because it is so hard for you to be around and not drink. When we go anywhere, when we go to a party and you like I decide I'm not going to drink tonight. I'm going to be sober.
You're drinking.
You show up. I'm drinking. It's so hard.
Fuck. Oh, shit. She's here.
Yeah.
It's going down.
That's how I feel, too. I'm like, I know she's the life of the party, but I'm like, Stas is going to be there. I was like, I guess I'm drinking tonight.
It's so like, hard to say. It's so hard to say no to you for some reason. Because I don't feel like that with anybody else.
She does it in a funny way, though.
I like to drink with my friends.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I'm one of your friends now because I don't know any of these scenarios. But I only know now in like Heath's like dining room what you're like, and it's just like the second that you walked in, it's just like so much fun.
Oh my god,
I was like
you.
I was so stressed before you come here. I'm like,
fun
oh my
without
god
alcohol too, like I don't want people to think I'm like it's raging alcoholic, like but I don't drink every day.
It's okay. I'm the same but way, so
I just fun like to drink with my friends, and I feel like once you have like even me, like I have the worst social anxiety ever, like I don't like, again, like this is the first like comfortable time I've been like recording on camera, like talking. I like don't like meeting new people because I don't know how to like open up to people.
Same.
And I'm like, I have very bad social anxiety. So when I go places and like with people that I don't know, having a couple drinks like takes me out
of
that.
It makes it easier.
It makes it easier. So like when I see my friends who are also like that have a few drinks, then it's like, okay, we're all like starting to like get in our groove. Like we're having fun together. We're like, you know, get hype.
And I agree with you because like, I feel like when I meet new people, I completely shut down. It's so hard to meet anybody outside of our friend group. And it might sound so shallow or stubborn, but I just feel like when I meet new people, I'm just like, fuck, I mean, why do I have to open up to this completely random person that I've just met?
When you're already so comfortable with everyone else around you, it's like,
exactly.
But then you think like, okay, am I missing out on like a really good friendship from me being stubborn and like not wanting to open up to other people?
Yeah.
So that's why it's like, you never know. Like,
and you get anxious because you kind of have to turn off your personality when you meet somebody new because they get, because especially the way we talk, because we talk in like, what do you say?
Hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals. I almost said theoretics. Is that even a word?
Okay, Mama, we are not talking.
We're not a good podcast. And no, I feel like we all do that.
We talk the same way, right? And I would like to like meet new people, but I like it's not in me, and I'll literally have a panic attack. Like I don't know how to talk to a new person. It's very strange.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially after like COVID and stuff. Like if I like see someone I don't know, I'm like,
what?
How do I communicate with you?
Right.
Like, I barely know how to communicate to my friends.
I feel like we're all very outgoing and we're loud. Yes. Like we're so exciting.
We are with each other.
Right.
We also know each other's personality and like what makes people laugh. Like, I know what will make Zane laugh. And, like, our friend group, we have the same humor.
Yeah.
Talking to a new person is like, is this going to offend them? Like, it's so it's stressful. Yeah. It's so stressful.
Yeah.
It is.
And I don't want to sound like a brat. But
yeah.
Like,
no, it's no. It makes complete sense. And it's not just us. I feel like every friend group feels like this. Think about a friend group in, like, Montana. You know, there's a new person that comes into
Did you see that cow?
And if I'm sitting here being like, what's coach? Like, people are going to be like, this fucking whore. Like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Right.
But you guys know me, you know that I'm fucking kidding. So it's like, it's just...
Right. But what's weird is that I feel like when I was... like a teenager, I used to be a lot more social.
Me too.
I used to talk to everybody. Getting older, I get so nervous to talk to people.
Like, palm sweating nervous.
Yes.
When I like, I'm like...
so anxious. Like, I totally shut down and I have to like leave.
Did you ever get the feeling like when you would talk to your teacher if they like called you out in class?
Oh, I was... Oh, I didn't go to school. I would not go to school on days where I would like have to do a presentation.
Right.
Like, I literally became homeschooled so I wouldn't have to talk to teachers in public. I was homeschooled in high school.
That's so sick.
Really?
See, that's the stuff I
want. Oh my God. How?
I went to 1 month of ninth grade and like got so many detentions for not going to school because of how bad my social anxiety was. And I had no like, I grew up in Woodland Hills. So all my friends either went to Calabasas or this other school called El Camino.
Yeah.
And then some of my friends went to private school, but I went to Calabasas. My mom got me like a district permit or whatever so that I could go into Calabasas because she thought it was a better school. But all my friends went to El Camino.
Yeah.
So I was like in the school by myself with all these like kids that I didn't really know. Like I only had a few friends and I had such bad social anxiety of like walking from class to class, sitting in class by myself, like not not being with like my friends.
Yeah.
So I would like beg my mom every day not to go to school, like never would go to school. And I got so many detentions from like late slips from not going to school, or not detentions. I got so many late slips that I got a detention, a Saturday detention, and I never went back. I never went to the detention and I never went back to school and I became homeschooled.
After you got detention, you were just like, this isn't
I was
for
just
me.
Like, mom, I can't, I was like, I can't, it's like affecting my like my mental health.
Exactly.
Your Nobody's thinking what you're thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I overthink everything. And Heath all the time is like, no one's even thinking of that.
Yes.
And I will think about it for like a week straight.
I'll like do something like embarrassing and I'll think about it for like a week.
Right.
And I'm like, you guys, was that like really crazy when
and
I did
like,
this?
What?
And
we don't even remember. We don't even remember that.
You're right. Yeah.
Do you think being homeschooled like helped a lot? Like, or was it like, because homeschooled, obviously you're not seeing any other kids.
What's your thoughts on being homeschooled?
You're not seeing like other people around. So how
was that? So my homeschool was, so after I became homeschooled, a lot of my other friends that went to the other high school I was talking about became homeschooled. So we like got into a routine of like, we would do,
a leader.
A little foreshadowing.
No, but it was like, we would do our school, like I would go to my tutor Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 a.m. and I would like work on my week. Like I would go to my school once a week and I would work with my tutor three times a week. So I would like go to my tutor. She would like help me get through my work for the week. And then I would go turn it in. I'd talk to my teacher about my work and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he would give me new work and then I would do the schedule again. So, I mean, my homeschool was different than like, I mean, there's a bunch of different homeschools. Like when Kylie became homeschooled, her teacher came like every single day at 10 a.m. She would have school every day, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
But mine was like, I was free on Tuesdays and Thursdays to do whatever the fuck I wanted.
That was so interesting.
So it's like, there's so many different types of homeschooling you can do. And it was just fun. Like,
do you prefer it?
I preferred it in a sense where I still learned. I got my work done. I had more one-on-one time to like talk through things that I probably wouldn't have raised my hand for to like ask questions on because I was too embarrassed.
Right. That was me.
So
yes.
I like I had my tutor and my teacher that I would like, it's one-on-one. So it's like, you don't get the like social aspect of like being with other kids, but you get the better one-on-one with like your teacher and like being more comfortable to ask questions and things like that.
Which honestly needs some more knowledge. I mean, like I understand that like, you know, it's an important part of like social life.
But
is
at the end of the day, like I haven't
peers.
Used anything I've learned in school in like life.
Pythagorean theorem.
That probably, it probably would have helped me to like stick it out through my social anxiety and probably would have helped my social anxiety to be around kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. But,
like if I was in the classroom, like I feel like, which is probably not true, every single student knew what the teacher was talking about and I was so lost and I didn't want to ask. So
ask
I just
anything.
Didn't learn.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. I was like, everybody gets it but me. Like, I'm afraid to ask. I couldn't. I was so scared.
Would you like have homeschooling for your kids?
If I were to ever have kids, I have four kids.
By the way, okay.
I want two boys and two girls.
I'm two boys and two girls. By the time
I want my two girls to be first, but I'm not picky. I'll have whatever I have.
And you want
to
have the kids.
Choose it.
Hopefully I'm even fertile. Like, you never know. I never like to say things because life throws curve balls at you, but yeah. I would like to have four kids.
Yeah, but there's I feel like even infertile, there's always a way where you can have your own kid, correct? Like, actually,
I
like,
mean,
genetically,
there's like
your
IVF.
Own kid.
There's definitely ways around stuff.
Yeah. Have you thought about names or anything like that at all?
I thought about names with one of my ex-boyfriends, and I like said them to him, and then he told me some of his, and now it's like, because I talked about it with him, I know I'll never be able to use those names.
I'm just like, it made it off limits.
Girl, reclaim that name. No, because it's like, then you like think you're going to be together forever and you are going to have kids together. And then you use these names like what my husband, I'm going to be like, oh yeah, these are the names I made with my ex-boyfriend.
I mean, I don't think, like, you see, like, for me, if my wife did that, I wouldn't feel a little funny. I wouldn't feel funny. Like, I think because if she actually
if my husband was like, oh, these are the names I made with my ex-girlfriend, I'm going to use these for our child.
Yeah. I would be like,
sick.
The name wasn't meant to be cool.
I'm going to find a different baby daddy.
I see that as if my wife just liked those names in general. If she just really likes those names, nothing to do with her
ex. But it's like weird when you talk about it with someone for like, I mean, we were together for like 2 years and like would talk about it. So it's like to talk about that with someone else for so long, then to like bring them into a different relationship.
It's what you choose to, it's like what you choose to involve them with. Like, honestly, like if my boyfriend was like, okay, why did you think of those names? I would tell him, but if, I don't think he would ask that. If I was just like, oh, I want to name my kid like Jermaine.
Yeah, but then like imagine your ex-boyfriend being like, wow, he kept the name that we talked about with his new man.
That's weird.
I know. But again, it's an outside perspective.
I don't know. Yeah, I would never get offended by that.
At that point,
I won't talk about names with anyone else. Yeah.
Okay, that leads me to my next question though. Like, have you been in love?
I have been in love.
How many times?
Once.
Who was it with?
Isn't it fun?
Was it the person that you've already been talking about, like the person that you discussed names with?
Yes.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense. Yeah. You wouldn't talk about that with anyone else that you're not in love with. Right. It just doesn't make sense.
Huh. Yeah, love is weird.
Very weird.
How is love for you? What does love mean?
What does love mean? I think love is when you're very
in love.
Just fuck you.
Where you like them a lot and they drink Don Julio
when you want to spend every day with them and they just get drunk with you every day. No, I think love is when you're like blissfully with another person. You don't need to like pretend to be anyone else. You can be your weirdest self. You can fucking just sit there and not even talk to them and like just know that their presence there makes you happy.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Just
did you fall out of love?
Yes. But I still have so much love for that person.
Right. You care about
them. Right.
Like, I love him, but I'm not in love with him anymore.
Right. That's not your person.
It's not my person.
But
anymore.
I bet you learned a lot though from that person.
Yeah, I did.
And it's like you're thankful for what they brought you.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you broke him in half mentally too, right?
No, he broke me, and then I probably broke him after.
Physically.
There you go.
She said physically.
It is not a competition, Stas. Done.
I know. I didn't mean to break him, but I don't know.
It happens.
Who knows?
It's
all right.
Who knows?
Cheers.
That's all right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to him and your kids.
Mariah.
To the kids' names.
May those names rest in peace.
Wait, okay.
R.I.P.
Okay. Lighten the mood.
Yeah, you guys are trying to make me want to cry.
We'll get right back up there. We're going to get right back up there.
So, in my research, this all happened last night.
Fuck your research. I'm so over this fucking research. But what did you find this time?
Stas roasts Kenny for an hour. Okay, when Stormy turns 16, you and Kylie want to rewatch Twilight because that was like a very important part that you want to like re.
Twilight is one of my favorite movies, the whole series.
Really?
Fucking sucks.
It was just like, for like growing up, it was just like our thing was like Twilight and vampires and Twilight.
You said Vampire Diaries a lot too.
I watched all of Vampire Diaries.
Multiple
I've seen.
Times.
Did you watch?
First
True
of all,
Blood?
Vampire Diaries is coming off of Netflix in about 8 days. So if you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
I haven't seen a single episode.
I've watched Vampire Diaries all 8 seasons, probably 6 times through, like all 8 seasons, 6 times.
So is there anything else that like, okay, for whether it's for Stormy or for your kids or anything, is there anything from like growing up or your childhood that you would want to instill to them? Whether it's like a show, music, movies.
I could see you with a kid.
What's like an iconic
part of your childhood? I'm
telling you right now.
Hell yeah. You'd be a great mom.
I'm just not done drinking yet.
Stop it. I think my mom drank and smoked cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Corey is Heath's mom. When she was in labor with him, she had a smoking room.
Dude, she was fucking up.
That was a thing. She got a smoking room.
No.
And my mom, possible. When my mom was pregnant with me, she was drinking beer and eating White Castle.
No.
Yeah.
This is it was so a different fucking time. Good. That's crazy.
That is
that's crazy.
Okay, but aside from drinking and smoking, though, I mean, like, is there any part of like your childhood that you would just
besides from drinking and smoking, what part of your childhood would you want to bring to your kid?
On to your kid.
Yeah, like any like movies, music, like actors or
Wolf
anything.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh,
just kidding.
Best
no,
fucking
that,
movie.
Zane loves
I'm
that movie.
Kidding.
Best movie.
I'm
best
kidding,
movie.
But it is a great
movie. Zane, what
but
is
I wouldn't be like, hey
is.
Kid, watch Wolf of Wall Street and be like this.
But I mean, you said what? I mean, when you said when Stormy was 16.
I mean, Twilight
so
was just like such a thing that I was like, okay, we want to watch. I want to watch
agree.
Twilight again. And now every day, like since COVID happened, I've been seeing it like in the top rentals randomly, like in romance category.
Ooh. But so, you can understand that.
So
it's an
every time
movie.
I want to click on it, and I'm like, I want to watch it so bad. But we always said like, okay, let's wait until like Stormy's 16, because
right.
when Stormy's 16, it'll be like so long since we've seen it that we'll start to like
you're
kind of forget
it.
It.
Yeah.
Could you
yeah,
imagine
you're,
Stormy
you're gonna,
at 16?
I know, weird.
That's fucking
like,
weird.
That's
crazy.
Like me being like,
I can only see her
Power
as a baby.
Rangers is my favorite movie. I'm gonna
wait,
watch it with my kids.
When does this come out?
Monday.
This
Monday.
Monday and Tuesday. Not when Stormy's 16.
She's like, kidding. You can't post any of this.
No. I was just going to say something, but I can't say it.
Perfect.
Okay, we're going to take a bathroom break / ad read.
Oh my God. We haven't taken shots yet.
All right, guys. We took a little break because we all had to take a potty break.
Hold on. Oh.
Everybody grab your shots.
Whoa, Stas, you got a pile going
no,
over there.
That one's, look at the lipstick. That's Mariah's.
Look at the cheap lipstick. That's
look at
Mariah's.
The
Mariah before Stas.
The one that comes off on the fucking
Mariah
before
like
Stas,
gone.
Stas came.
Mine's Stop. Just gone. She and just...
and I, how long did I take to get ready today?
I didn't bring... Well, I got my makeup done, so...
I wanted to. Couldn't afford it.
I got my makeup done.
I thought about it.
Okay, we're about to take our... Number two shot. We've only taken two shots tonight.
Okay,
right?
But that's not all we've drinking.
that's absolutely. Thank you, Stas.
Shut
we,
your
we're
fucking
only,
mouth.
We're only on our second shot. What do you mean?
We're about to hit it. All right, ready? Here
right,
we go.
Ready?
What?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Come on, team. 1942. Stas's favorite tequila. Ow.
Tappity tap.
Oh.
I'm gonna have a breakout. I'm gonna get. Woo! Oh!
Oh, you're good. You can take these shots without having a breakout.
So it's dark tequila,
Heath.
But it's. I think it's the reposado.
Heath,
I can't
the number
do.
One rule when someone's taking a shot is to not do.
Talk?
No, to not like make a face or like go like, ooh, while
you
I'm
think
trying
I did
to
that
swallow.
On purpose?
Stas, we're just...
I'm trying to swallow the shot and then I'm thinking about you thinking it's gross. And then it makes me be like, oh, fuck, I can't take this
maybe
shot because, it's gonna, because it's going to make me gag too.
I thought you were talking about for the camera. I was like, we're just...
Stas's life is so hard. She goes, oh my God, I'm having a harder time taking a shot because you're having a hard time taking a shot.
Exactly.
I can't
don't
help
make
it.
Me, don't make it seem like it's hard because then I can't do it.
And she's the MVP.
See, look.
I want to talk about a little bit of what Heath and I have been going through this week.
A lot.
Something really exciting happened for Heath and I this week. And honestly, David surprises, like, to me, I feel like are not, well, now because we've, I feel like we've been surprised.
That was not a sentence. Yeah.
Sorry. All right. Let me start all over again. Let me start all over again.
Stas, was that Greek?
Okay. I'm gonna start all over again. Okay.
So this week, Zane and I actually got a surprise from David that we weren't expecting. Normally it's something like super crazy, blindfold,
like a Lambo,
whatever.
Yeah.
Good,
you're
good stuff.
And
well,
honestly nothing surprises me anymore, especially these days, because David has like surprises with crazy fucking shit. So like when he had another surprise for us this week, I was just like, fuck, I mean, there's nothing else that can really surprise me.
But I will say, David coming back on this, I knew it was going to be something crazy.
Okay.
Like, he hasn't filmed in so fucking long.
Yeah, that's
true. So I was like, okay, it's going to be good. I don't know what it is. And he was hyping it up. Like,
the build up, you guys had to get tested
three times every single day. Yeah. Just back to back.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're just like, why the fuck do we need to get tested this many times?
Right. And then I was like, okay, it must be a person. I was like, oh shit, it's fucking Drake. Oh, it's about to go down. Like, I just thought the biggest person in my head, like, it must be something crazy. But he has us over the other day, and we go to his house. He takes us outside. He's like, we're about to do a surprise, blah, blah, blah,
and
whatever.
He's like, just wait. And we're like, what's going on? We thought it was part of the setup, but like, this person was actually a little late. He was like, yo, Natalie, where is he? And she's like, I don't know. And we thought it was the setup.
Right. David's like, I haven't met him either. And I was like, okay, oh shit, it is Drake. It's Drake.
I'm so ready for it to be Drake. I'm like, lick it.
So he's just like, he's about to come up right now, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're getting super hyped. And then he comes, he goes, so he's all the way from
he came Kazakhstan. All the way from
Kazakhstan.
David's like, he came all the way from Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan?
Come
on, Zane.
I don't know. Well, I didn't know if I should say it in my language or like the American way.
What is my language?
Are you guys trying to say my last name?
In my language,
Kazakhstan.
I took Mariah's joke, by the way.
No one heard it. That's the story of my life.
Like, I'll say something.
I took
Zane
Mariah's joke. No one heard it. And then I said it, and Zane laughed. I was like, are you guys trying to say my last name?
That's so good.
Anastasia.
So in my way, in the Arabic way, we would say Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan.
Got it.
But the American way is Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan. So I'll say the Arabic way, and then I went back to the American way. But I didn't say
what
fully
are they talking
Arabic
about?
Way. All right. Well, that doesn't matter.
Right.
David was like, my friend came all the way from Kazakhstan. We're like, oh my God, no fucking way. There's no way. This motherfucker comes through in his ice cream truck, like in his movie, and runs right through David's fucking front door to Tesla.
No,
it was unbelievable.
Dude.
So he came out of the car, and I honestly thought it was Jason with a fucking costume on again.
Right.
Because he's been doing so many.
Fucking
Jason with your balls sack hanging out. Borat costume. What else can he do?
What else? He came out and it was actually fucking Sacha Baron Cohen. I couldn't fucking believe it. And especially since he was having a movie come out, I was like, there's no way he's here right now.
Isn't that crazy?
It blew my mind because, like, I'm such a huge fan of, like, him as an actor.
Yeah.
Because, like, Talladega Nights is one of my favorite movies. So I just, like, I see him as that. And then also Borat. And it was crazy because it was just, like, here in front of us. And his improv skills are so
amazing, fucking good.
And he's just so good because he doesn't give a fuck. Like, he has no filter. He says offensive shit, but, like, it's a fucking joke. And, you know, especially these days, people get so offended, but, like, he sticks to the character. Because guess what? It's not Sacha Baron Cohen.
It's
Borat. It's Borat.
Yeah. He stays in character.
It's crazy. Yeah. And, like, and you just got to respect someone who still keeps it going and doesn't let people, like, make him switch his comedic shit because some people are offended. It's actually amazing, especially during these days, like, because people are so sensitive.
So we went inside and he, like, ripped the gumball machine down off the wall, shattered the glass, gumballs everywhere, and he just stays. He doesn't crack. He doesn't, like, break character. He's just so in it, and that's what, like, is, like, I just appreciate it so much because he's just, like, so committed to this character.
And it's so good.
Am I the only one in the world who didn't know he was British?
Sasha, you're not the only one.
A lot of, like,
I didn't know he was British.
I didn't know he was British.
After we filmed the whole thing, he, like, broke character and started talking, and it was just like, Was that good? Like, it was like,
Stop, it doesn't make sense.
That's what makes him so much better. That's what makes him so much better, though.
Yes,
it's fucking insane.
Amazing.
So cool.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Because normally people, especially people that are, like, really good at character, they stick to character the entire way and they leave with that character.
Right.
They don't ever break.
But it's like the mime guy.
The mime guy.
The
exactly.
mime guy doesn't
David's
play
mime guy.
Character.
That mime guy, like, I've tried to have a conversation
with. What a
weirdo.
I thought you were saying trying to
I'm like, him. I'm like, okay, David's not filming anymore. Like, so how did you get yourself in this box? Just whatever. Like, and he's like.
And like, doesn't we especially him, where I'm just like, hey, it's okay. We can talk.
But I'm like,
now.
How do you guys book him?
But he with his horn.
Like, who answers the phone to book him? Is it him?
Who answers the phone?
Is it him and we just don't know? Like, who talk? Like, who talks it?
He picks it up. He's person? Just like.
He's like, yes, I'll come.
It's only through FaceTime.
Stop. Are you available tonight?
Good.
But that's crazy. Like, the whole gumball thing, like, I feel like if I was, like, in character, like, improv-ing, and I, like, did that on accident, I would, like, break character immediately and be like, oh,
he
my
didn't
God.
Like,
what the fuck just happened? Yeah. But he was like, oh, the gumball. I don't have to pay 25 cents for it anymore.
You
have to think about when he's filming the actual movie, because everything is real in the movie. Mostly everything is real.
Yeah.
They actually do a, what was he telling us? They do a,
they have to do like screening
surveys, like which countries don't know who Borat is. And they like actually like took statistics of which places don't have never seen Borat or don't know who he is. And they went to those countries and film the movie, just because they don't, you know, he doesn't want people coming up with like pictures because it would ruin the movie. So he just went to countries that didn't know who he was,
which is crazy because we didn't know anything about this. He's been filming this for so long, and maybe like a month or 2 months ago we saw a video. It was like Borat filming like his car being towed. We're like, oh my God, a second Borat, this seems crazy. And then everybody was like, oh no, that's probably from the first movie. They were just like, there's no way there's a second one.
No, it is coming out.
Because we saw that like 2 months ago, and we're like, there's no fucking way. And now,
it's confirmed. Yeah. So
I love him. So remember when he did Ali G?
Yes.
Like, so brilliant. He's been so good at like his just Arab characters.
He's got it dialed in. Just everything dialed in.
So good.
I mean, some people are like just professionals at what they do.
Not us.
not us.
Not us. Like,
I feel like we all aspire to be. We aspire to be like certain people. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, even like
me with sauce. Right. Shut the fuck up. Exhibit A.
And me with Mariah. Like, I wish I could move my body like the way she does.
You see, God. Mariah. But you see, there sauce. You go.
No.
Will you teach me how to do some things in your dance studio?
Did you ever dance when you were little?
She's like, teach me a cartwheel and I'll show you where
gymnastics.
I get my lips done.
You did gymnastics? Can you
do, I did gymnastics. What?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say that one more time because we didn't hear you. He's just saying something.
Oh, I said I used to do gymnastics when I was little.
Ah. Well, when we did the yoga video for Zane, you could do like a split.
Yeah, I can do the split.
Cool.
Can't do
that. I can do the WAP dance.
Oh, speaking of WAP.
Speaking of WAP.
Clear the table.
I can do the WAP dance. I just haven't done it yet.
Oh, is it in the drafts or you just haven't filmed it?
I think it's in the drafts, but I won't post it. It's just for me.
You were the talk of the town, by the way, in my WAP video that I did. You were like the number one person people talked about.
I mean, she was the number one girl in the video.
Your WAP video, that was my fucking WAP video. Okay, I was the fucking star of the show. I was there the longest. No one else was as there as... as long as I was. Everyone came for their part. They left. I stayed there from the moment you started filming till fucking midnight. You told me I was gonna be there from like five to eight.
I know. She had a date that night to watch a movie, and she canceled
it
for me.
I was there from 4 to 12.
I
fucking sitting there.
That's the story.
I feel so bad.
No,
but like, I can't control
bad.
That though.
Don't feel bad. I was there for you.
She's a real one.
I will be like your road dog. When I need you, you better be there.
Speaking of you two being two peas in a pod.
Come on.
Pineapple.
Oh, pineapples. All right. So it's funny how I said pineapple and that was your word that you used for shit because my...
Wait, Zane. That was...
Backstory.
No, we didn't talk about that while we were filming.
Yes, you have to backstory it.
Okay, so who said pineapple first?
Okay. You want me to tell it?
Yeah,
I'll
tell
it.
Tell us.
Okay, so basically we're sitting here before we started filming and Zane's like, if you don't want to talk about something, just use the code pineapple and then we can cut it out after. And I'm like, what the fuck, Zane? That's the code I use for this one thing that I don't want to... I'm going to change the code. It's fine. I use it for my alarm code. So, like, if my alarm goes off and I don't clear the code and they call me, I have to say pineapple. And I use it for some other things. So I'll change it now, whatever. It's fine. But it was just crazy that I was like, the fact that you just said pineapple as the word when that's like what I use for all my like clearances or words. Okay. It was just, now you tell your part, because I don't know why was such a thing for you.
You want to sit down for this one.
She is sitting. Our 50th episode, we did, we all got psychic readings from someone really good. This lady, she was fucking brilliant.
I really want to get a psychic reading.
Okay, you need to get it from this girl. She's fucking crazy.
Can I come back?
Yes.
Yeah. She did all
episode
four
two,
of us.
Sassy baby.
And she was to the T with everything that we had questions for. She answered everything correctly, and she gave us our futures for everything we had problems with. And it was crazy. It was crazy. And she was so specific, and we didn't have to ask too many questions. We just said we give yes and no questions.
You gave her a category.
Did she know? Right. Did she know who you guys were before she came here?
No, because we didn't give our names. She called us. We told us our name and immediately started. So there was no planning ahead with this lady.
So you talked to her on the phone. She wasn't here in person.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I asked about my love life, and she was like, "I don't know. I'm seeing pineapple."
Zane, yeah.
That's,
what?
That's is what she had to go off of.
I'm seeing, are we going to get married?
I think so. I don't fucking know. She
Zane,
said pineapple.
What the fuck? She said pineapple.
It's not me. It was the fucking
she
lady.
She said pineapple.
She said pineapple.
That when you said, "What's my love life?" She said pineapple.
She said, "I don't know why I see pineapple."
Why did she say pineapple?
I don't know. It was crazy.
And then I walk in and I'm like, you're like, "Oh, your code word is pineapple." And I'm like, "Oh my God, that's my word." And then now you're dropping the bomb on me that the fucking psychic said that you're going to be with someone with a pineapple.
Wait, hold on.
So what? We're going to get married? Are you going to have my four kids?
Why didn't you guys work out? What happened?
I'll let you take this one.
Zane doesn't work out.
I'll take this one. So in the beginning when I first met her, I was like, "Oh my gosh, yeah, she's so much fun. Oh, she's pretty. It might work." And then like later on, as I like came to know her more and more, I was like, "Oh, we don't have like the same like,
kid names."
No.
We don't
have the same priorities. We don't have the same like look. What? Work, right?
Outlook. The same outlook.
Yeah, we
on
don't
life.
Same outlook, and that's fine. We're both friends, but like,
excuse me.
Oh, are you guys?
I thought my outlook was the exact same.
She
likes
you. She was going to use this against me.
She likes you. I was going to say that we just work so well as besties.
There you go.
Besties, perfect. But not anything more than that.
And like, no, I wasn't even going to say, "Oh, we don't have the same outlook." Like, what do you mean we don't have the same outlook, you fucker?
Yeah,
what is that supposed to mean? I was going to say,
it's because we both have a completely different lifestyle. You have a completely different lifestyle than mine.
Internet.
That's why.
What do you mean?
We just have a different like
you
lifestyle.
You drink and
I don't
you
know.
Post pictures.
I post pictures. You do a podcast. You drink alcohol every day. So do I. So what else?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
That's not what life is. That's not just life.
Of course. You don't think I have goals? You don't think I have dreams?
Aspirations.
You don't think I have
things
that
I want
to do?
I never said you don't have goals. I just
said
we don't
have the
same
outlook.
Oh my God. First fight.
Oh my God. Stopping, baby. I'm saying we don't have the same. Like,
whatever.
Like
I don't want to be with you anyways, you fucker.
Oh, fuck off. Yo, Stas, get the fuck out of here. I wasn't saying that. I think you're incredible and amazing, but like, I just feel like we wouldn't work out
AKA
together.
He wanted to be with you. You didn't want to be with him.
I think Zane.
Exactly.
I think Zane is just trying to say you're out of his league. I think that's what
he's
trying to
say. Listen, I'm not out of Zane's league.
Zane, you're in.
Pineapples.
Will you marry me?
Pineapples.
I have a ring ready.
Too late.
I'm just kidding. Lost your chance.
Too late. It is too late.
Did you like Zane? Did you want to be with him?
I love Zane.
Oh, wait.
No. Like, be honest. Okay, was there any point when you first met me that you liked
there
me?
There was
a
point
a
when I was like, are me and Zane gonna... I don't know.
Fuck.
I don't know.
That's it. That's all I needed. That's all I fucking needed. You guys
and
hear that?
And that's it for today's episode.
You guys heard her say, was there a point when maybe I would?
For literally, me, it was like, all, we literally, like, Zane was like, me and Zane are like,
brother
my,
and sister.
My bestie. Like, we like.
No, he was the bestie.
Got,
fuck wait, the bestie.
Okay,
I'm
whatever. Me and Zane got
beginning.
Along so wait, well. He was okay. The one person that, like, I
right.
had, like.
Real quick. You're saying this, like. Zane's my bestie.
No.
There was a point where he wasn't when you met him for a few nights.
Yes.
So
and
what
I was
did
like,
you feel in the beginning?
And I was like, this is my person.
Aww.
Like he's
but
my...
not bestie. Like what was it?
Okay, he was my bestie after that. No, I don't know. I was just like, I feel like we had something so special in like a sense where I felt so comfortable with you off the bat and I hadn't met another person that I felt as comfortable as I did with you. And like we would just like you got me. Like I got you. I don't know. What the
aww.
Fuck?
No,
that's
it makes
good.
Sense.
That's
like,
nice.
It's not, I've said the
like,
same thing about you too.
I was just always so comfortable with you. Like
yeah, I did.
We just always like had such a good time together. So I just thought, I don't know, I loved you from the beginning. We were just friends.
Zane, ask
always.
Her out. Ask her out.
No.
And you never asked me on a date, so whatever.
Oh my god.
I did. I did. I told her I'd take her to a fucking expensive Japanese restaurant in that circle one.
No,
yes, I did.
You did for David's vlog. He was like, you're gonna ask us on a date.
He wasn't even there. It was just us.
That was right after you cracked your head open.
No, it wasn't.
Fighting me for the duel.
We were at that bar. And I said, do you want to go out on a date to that Japanese restaurant? The fucking circle one.
The one that you know who took me to?
And you said, no. Took me to that. And I was like, oh, fuck, okay.
Don't say that. Cause
oh, shit. And then you said Travis took you to that. I was like, oh, no, okay.
Stop it.
Wait, you can't Travis say Travis either.
Travis is
more specific.
Kylie's fucking baby daddy.
Travis Scott, idiot.
Oh my god.
Zane tried to come up with a code name.
Just bleep my, put a black square over my mouth and bleep it.
Put a black square.
That's good, right?
Is that good? That's going to be the first time we've ever used a black square on this podcast.
We've never used a black square or bleep.
No, yes, we did. Yes,
perfect. You said, took me there. Travis. No, it's and then he goes straight for to Travis. Like, that was better.
That was better for him to say
Travis.
Zane, I would like to point out that Stoss is reeling you in on your podcast.
I know. I'm getting nervous on my own fucking show. This is bad.
I love that.
Bad
it's
fucking
because
news.
You never asked me out on a date.
I did. Okay, I'm done. I'm not fucking.
When did
why
you?
Why would you give up now?
Why did you give up?
She's calling you back in right now.
I said I did. At that bar, I asked you out to that restaurant, the Japanese restaurant, this big one that was by Magic Castle. And
it's
you
called
said,
Yamashiro.
No.
Say it by name.
Yamashiro.
What is it?
And you said no. Somebody else took you there already.
Yeah. So that was okay. I
so
already
pick
went
another
there,
one.
So pick another place.
I thought I did. Did I not?
You
probably
did. And then
not.
You said Taco Bell.
Yes. So I said Taco Bell.
That's what? My boy.
You see? I think that's the cutest fucking date. Drive through. Why not? We're both in the
why,
car.
Why? So we can like shit ourselves together?
Stoss can already make her own Crunchwrap Supreme. She doesn't need Taco Bell.
Have you not seen my Crunchwrap Supreme YouTube video? Because I make a better one than Taco Bell.
Apparently he did because he researched
Kenny
it.
Kenny did. Kenny saw in his 24-hour research.
I did. I know of Stoss's culinary techniques, but okay. I don't know if you all do.
Yeah. Do you guys know I'm a chef?
Stoss knows.
I love
you
your
do
fucking
know you're,
cooking. It's so fucking good.
I'm a chef.
Everyone has said how good of a chef you are, and you're also 95% Greek.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know if there's any like Greek recipes that you know of.
Lamb and
so,
tuna fish.
Me and my dad, actually, randomly, my dad wanted to do like a YouTube, but he wanted to like start recording us cooking together. Cause like he has all of his Greek recipes that like I'll FaceTime him and I'll like try and like have him teach me how to do them.
Yeah.
So he's like, let's do like videos together where like we're cooking them so that we cook the video, we do it all on video so that when you have your kids, like they can watch me and you when you're younger doing the videos of like how to make them so they can show their kids and like
that's cute.
Do aww. This.
I like that.
So we're gonna do that.
Cute.
I love that.
And I don't know if I'll post them or if they'll just be for like us.
Home videos.
But I love to cook Greek food. Like,
do you like lamb?
So I have
like I just think of like Greek food, I think lamb.
But
I think like
for Easter, for Easter every year, like it would be they would have like the lamb on the stick.
Right.
Oh,
and like
you see, to me that's Middle Eastern.
Like a gyro.
Never,
a gyro where you get the meat.
Yeah. I have a thing where it's like I could be vegan. If I didn't like meat as much as I do,
same.
Because like
right,
when
right.
I uh-huh. think about when I think about it too much, or if I like see it, like I can't eat if I like see the full thing animal.
Oh, I
and,
get
like,
it. Okay,
they're like
yeah.
cut. Like it's like
okay.
and right. like if I think about like if I'm eating chicken and I like see like a little something or like I or like I don't know, it's very weird.
No,
like,
I get that.
I'm weird
it's
with
like the
meat.
Pig. Like, if you see the pig on
yes.
the
apple,
yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to
it's
eat
like,
that. Like, the
no.
whole pig. And
it's, like,
yeah.
very weird with me and, like, that's meat. Weird. Like, I also love, like, Beyond Meat. So, like, I eat
same.
Both. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, if I see an animal like that, like, it really freaks me out.
Yeah, no, that completely makes sense.
So, my experiences with, like, lamb and pig and stuff like that from being, like, younger Greek is, like, seeing the animal, like, on a stick.
Oh. All right. I feel like that's a
but a lamb
tradition.
Chop with some like lemon on it.
As long as I don't see the lamb in the pipe, I'm good. All right, I want to say this story before we end the podcast, which is actually fucking crazy. So I got on an audition like 3 days ago. crazy audition. It's for I don't want to say it because I don't want to get into.
Don't jinx it.
Just say it, baby. If you're gonna expose it, say it.
Okay. This was a fake company that made me sign this NDA, but it was, I signed the NDA, but it was connected to a fake company that didn't exist. And they were posing as people, real people, but it wasn't them. So I don't know if that, like, it, they can sue me.
We lose our, they come in, they rip our fucking set
wall. Let me explain. Like, this is actually fucking crazy. So I got an audition for, I'm just going to say, I got an audition for the new Borat movie. Borat 3. Okay, look. Wait a second. What? I know. So Borat 3, and I got it the day we filmed with Sacha Baron Cohen. I got it later that day. So in my head, I was like, oh, I told him I was Lebanese. He probably saw I was Middle Eastern. It was a role for his brother for the third movie.
What in the world?
So I got like the script and everything from this company that that casts for all his movies. So this specific agency casts all the movies he's done for Borat.
So this was real or it wasn't real?
I'll let you know. So here, actually, can I just read the email? Is that, would that be better?
Yeah, read it.
Yeah, I would actually love to just show the screenshot of this email because I just want to show you how fucking crazy this is.
Please.
Boy, I want to know.
Here, give me a second.
Sex in me when everybody knows.
Okay.
I got it.
We're about to find out.
Anyway, let's go back to this. We're back off my singing career.
So I get an email from Allison Murchie. She's an actual casting agent at this company that makes all of Borat's movies. I hope this email finds you well. We are casting for an upcoming feature film produced by 20th Century Fox and written and directed by Sacha Baron Cohen, and have a role that we would like to flag for Zayn Hijazi for consideration. At this stage, we are looking for a preliminary.
Okay,
he's already ruled out.
The shots.
Preliminary Zoom meeting this week with Zayn to gauge his interest. The role we have in mind would be his sidekick to Sasha's character and is therefore a prominent part, which is Sasha's brother. Do let me know if this is something that would be of interest to Zayn. Best, Allison Murchie. They put the company, the website,
right,
everything. I looked up the website. It's real. Allison Murchie is on this website. Blah blah blah. Everything's real, and like everything that's in the email is very. It just looks so fucking real.
Professional. Mm-hmm.
So I forward it to my manager. He sets up a thing. Okay, there's gonna be a test read with the whole team on a Zoom call for Borat's brother's audition.
God.
Okay, wait a second. So that whole day, like after he scheduled it, I was telling, you know, people about it. I didn't see you guys, so I didn't tell you, but like I was telling Todd and Matt and Joe because they were there. And I was just like, this doesn't seem right. Like
imposter syndrome.
No.
Something doesn't seem right.
You don't think you're worthy.
I just don't think it makes no sense for someone like Sacha Baron Cohen, who is so talented and he has really good people in his movies, to just send me something like this when I have no acting resume. There's no acting. There's nothing
right
of me that shows my work as an actor anywhere. And they would just send me this and they tell me there's a short list and I'm on the short list of actors that they want as the most prominent character in this movie, which is Borat's brother.
They saw you in Drake's video.
So in my
We saw you in the video.
I got this email 8 hours after we filmed with Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen. So in my head, I was like, oh my God, they probably found, because I told Sasha that I was Lebanese. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I was like, oh, they know I'm Lebanese. I could probably have an Arab accent. Why not ask a, like an influencer if he can do an Arab accent and maybe it could work. So in my head, that was the only reason why they would have emailed me, because of that interaction.
Typecasted.
Exactly. So I see the script. The script looks very real, looks normal as shit. It just looks like part of the movie. So I get it, and I'm telling Matt, I'm telling Tom, like, there's no fucking way this is, like, I just feel so bad for taking an opportunity like this, because this could go to anybody else so much better than me, but it's going to me just because I'm an influencer, and this feels so shitty that I can't even do this. And they're like, it's fine, Zayn, you got this, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I go to sleep. The next morning, I get a call from Jason at, like, 10:30 in the morning. He calls me and goes, Zayn, did you do the Borat audition? I was like, whoa, wait a second. How do you know I got this audition? He goes, because I got the audition for the same role. I was like, that's so weird. Why would they cast me and you for the same role? We're 30, like, you know, a huge difference in age.
Jason does not look like Borat's brother.
We're 30. We're 30 years different.
Yes, and Jason is like really white. And like me and Jason just don't look anything alike. This is really weird. I was like, no, I haven't done it yet. My audition's at 4. Why? He's like, because I just did the audition. It seems so fucking sketchy.
Oh, he went.
No, he didn't go. He didn't go. It was a Zoom audition.
He did the Zoom?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But Allison, the girl that emailed us, wasn't in the audition. It was these two, like, British 20-year-old boys that were there in masks. I was like,
like, Halloween masks?
No, in masks. Like
COVID masks. Like COVID masks. Yeah.
And I was like, that's so fucking...
Okay, but why are they on COVID masks with... a Zoom call.
But they could
have
the
hard-hitting question.
I would have been like, why are you guys wearing a mask?
So
like, you're sitting in your living room.
I asked Jason, and Jason said that it looked like they were in an office building, so it could have been mandatory to wear a mask at all times. He said it just made sense that they had masks on. It didn't look weird.
Hmm.
I was like, okay. And he goes, I don't know. I've done many auditions in my life. This seemed very sketchy. I feel very embarrassed that I even did this.
Mm-hmm.
So Zane, be on the lookout. I wouldn't do it, but just try to figure out, like, try to find out what it is. But just,
yeah.
I decided to go to the email. I go to the email or go to the website and go to Allison Murchie's email. I go to her email on the website. It's a completely different email from the email that was sent our emails.
Damn. No.
Her email was like a regular Gmail.
Yeah.
And the email that was sent to us was this like at casting blah 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 dot uk.com. It was her the fake email looked more real than her actual email. It was crazy. And I told Jason, I'm like, hey Jason, the emails are completely different, but hey, she could have emailed from a different email. We don't know.
Right.
So I look into it even more. I see who CC'd on it. I look at every single email. None of the business emails are matching the emails that are on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, there is no way these are the same fucking emails. So I told, so Joe, the reason why Jason knew, because he told Joe, and Joe was there when I said that I had an audition. Mm-hmm. So Joe knew that we both had this audition. So Joe decided to look up on YouTube, just pranksters, UK pranksters. I don't know. He just did his research and he found two British 20-year-old YouTubers that does this exact type of prank.
Stop.
A shit ton of views. They've done this to the biggest
and
celebrities.
Jason did
Ed Sheeran, Carol Baskin. They made Carol Baskin believe that she was on.
Wait,
I saw that.
Yes.
Or either Jimmy Fallon or Kimmel. Oh, I don't know. Yes. But they made her believe that she was actually on the interview.
Wait, that's so messed
it's
up.
It's actually, it's like, it sounds illegal. It almost seems illegal, but I'm not gonna lie. It's a very, it's good. They do it very clean.
Right.
They make you really believe that it's real.
I watched the Carol Baskin one.
So they've gotten so many different people on this prank. So I was like, this has to be it. There's no fucking way. Joe sends it to Jason and Jason is like, oh my God, it's them. These are the kids that were in the fucking Zoom call, which I'm surprised that they would even be in that Zoom call.
It's like right.
You would think they would
hire someone else to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Why not? Or even have a girl. So it's Allison. Like, I'm surprised they didn't even think that far to make it seem realer than what it
call
is.
Call them out, Zane.
So I was like, you know what, Jason? Let's fucking get back in. My audition's at 4. Let's completely ruin this fucking prank for them. You're gonna bust in my audition and start. We're gonna start fighting over who deserves this audition
more.
Oh
my god!
On the Zoom call.
Stop
and we're gonna completely flip this on them.
Stop it!
Did you?
And they had no idea that you guys knew.
I didn't think they had any idea until I got a call from a manager saying that they pushed the meeting another like few days. I was like, weird. Why? Apparently, so our manager, he reached out to the company seeing if the email that I got was real. And the agency reached out back saying, this is not our email. There's no Borat 3.
Oh, man.
No.
So. Abort.
So the agency emailed them saying, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you posing as us? But this email, this fake company, these guys sent us an NDA saying that we can't talk about this until...
Fuck them. No, they're trying to screw
you. And they're allowed to do whatever they want with the audition. So in my head, I was like, hey, I was talking to our manager. I was like, how is this legal that they can make us sign something under a name and agency that doesn't exist because it's not them?
Right,
no,
right.
And our manager was like, but like, they can if they switch it around. I'm like, no, that's fucking bullshit. If they're posing as Allison Murchie when they're not Allison Murchie and they're giving me this fake fucking role for a movie that doesn't exist, why can't I even fucking do a video or talk about it?
Yeah.
Identity theft is not a joke, Jim.
Yeah, right. Because all I wanted to do, like, after this, after they pushed the meeting, all I wanted to do was talk about it on this podcast. And you know what? Fuck it. We should talk about it because they were lying and it's messed up. It's not funny, but it's good.
Yeah, right. It's all out.
It's like David doing that fucking
To Jonah.
Right.
He made him believe that there was a super bad
team. Right.
It was a little fucked up, but it was like, you can't lie, it was a good fucking prank.
Right. But it was in our friend group.
Yes, that's different.
Oh, right. Okay.
These are strangers. That's like you with your friend. Right. Imagine some random person being like, hey, audition for this thing. Like, that's not real.
Yeah.
If it's like between your friend group, then it's completely
and then they
different.
Get to post
that's
it right.
Because
like,
then
Jonah
it's funny
like,
because
I don't want
if
you
Jonah
to post
yes.
that he wouldn't have posted it
if he was like yeah. no I really right, don't right. want you to post that like I'm like whatever he David would have been like okay whatever I'm not posting
right, but like exactly. even still like Zane and I could come up with a production company that could be fake that could we can get anybody to audition for something and expose them and like show their casting
we
reel.
Should reach
like,
out to them yeah. and be weird. Like hey it's we weird. Want we love your guys' like what you're doing it's so funny like we want to give you your own show on MTV or something
it's so yeah, mean
it's just
so,
mean
so like Stas is trying to leave for Drake's birthday party
I'm
that we were not invited
to leave. I love it here.
What do you look for in a man or a relationship?
Zane perks up.
I said Zane.
Strong man like
no,
me.
I look for someone who can make me laugh.
Right.
Make me feel comfortable.
Okay. Check.
who makes me feel worthy.
Check.
Okay.
Who is sweet.
Check.
And kind.
Check.
Well.
And good to others.
Check.
And has a good relationship with their family.
Check. That's
not yeah. Half a check.
I recounted. Check.
Yeah, I mean, that's a half check for me too. So I don't know. That's not actually.
We have a match.
Oh, speaking of family, you have a sister.
I do have a sister.
Wait, hold on.
I didn't even know you had a sister until literally a couple weeks ago.
My sister was gonna be Zane's assistant or something.
But we got but we got one right now.
So Zane and I have a personal trainer that we work out with to make us look
Sammy
better.
Sammy Benayoun, baby.
I just found out I've seen your sister countless amounts of time.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
I'm surprised you never noticed it was her sister. The moment I saw her.
They look alike. And Zane called me. He was like, I just worked out with your sister.
You guys look familiar.
That's funny.
But like, if I wasn't told, I wouldn't be like, oh, okay. It's just like. I also see her in passing.
It's because we don't really look alike, but if you talk to her, we have the same exact mannerisms.
Love that.
Right? Don't you think we're very similar when we talk? But there's a certain angle,
because I work out, I've worked out with her too, right. like at the same time. There's a certain angle when she turns, you look like you look identical. Where
47
exactly,
degrees to be precise.
No, there's a certain angle.
Exactly at the 47 degree angle mark.
What is
you
the
guys
angle?
The
Zane, what is the angle?
Like
the fans
when you look,
want to know.
When you look directly to her face, not really, but there's a certain angle where she turns where it looks exactly like you. And that's where I
technically I look like her because she was born first.
How did you get into the social media space, but she didn't? Like, did she not want to do the internet pictures?
I think it was just like, I mean, for me, it was so random. Like, I just like was seen with Kylie and people just started following me and it was just like,
oh, it was unplanned.
It was very just like random. And like, I didn't really know what it was at the time because it was so new. And then it just like grew into this like thing that I could like never picture.
Cool.
I mean, that's how it started for all of us. We like, it was this internet thing that came to us and we didn't know what to do with it. And we just were just like, oh,
yeah,
let's
no,
see
it,
what
it was
we...
an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an accident for all of us.
It was definitely an accident that like worked very well.
Right.
So I
capitalized on it.
Does the majority of your money come from Instagram?
I wouldn't say just Instagram. I would say like collaborations, which have Instagram posts like with them. Because
like
it's
brands
like,
will hire you to post on Instagram.
Like, yes, brands hire me to post on Instagram, but like my biggest like things is like more of a collaboration where it's like I do like a collection with a brand, and it's like I design it and then I make sales, and then I do the photo shoot, and
that's the best collaborations, when you're like actually with the brand, you're coming up with the designs,
doing stuff that you actually enjoy.
Yeah, I honestly wish that's how our partnerships would. Like most,
we're just
like,
not cool enough.
I want to be a part of.
I feel like for girls, it's so much easier because like there's so many more like fast fashion brands, and like it's just like I feel like it's easier for girls with like clothing and stuff to do like collections.
Yeah.
Cause there's not that many like men's clothing brands that I ever see like men posting besides like Fashion Nova Men.
And I feel like most men, they just grab whatever they see. There's no like,
it's not
really
like a,
well, guys, it's not like a thing.
I feel like, they're not too much into fashion.
Yeah.
Like we're just like, whatever makes me feel good.
That's how I am. I'm wearing a Goosebumps shirt.
Someone sent this to me. I'll put it on.
So what's the next step you want to take? Like where do you like see yourself, or what do you want
to
do?
I want to do my own clothing.
Okay.
Ooh. But I want it to be like very capsule collection vibe, like just a few pieces. Like I wouldn't want to like restock it. Like I want it to be like what I make is like that's it for the
that
collection.
Oh, kind of like whatever.
And then if that sells out, then like there's no restocking that.
What is that collection, like type of collection
just
called?
Exclusive.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very limited. I honestly, as much as I hate to admit it, like I love brands like that. I buy a lot of like, exactly.
Because if I don't get it and then I want it, then it's like,
that makes it cool. Like, right. Like it's like
exclusive. That's true. Yeah. No, there's a brand that I follow called Braindead, and they limit what they produce. But then once they produce it, even if it's sold out, they keep it on their website. So they let everybody know, oh, by the way, this is what we produced and it's sold out. And you can't have it.
You can't have it. And then you go and click on the brand and it's like, oh, you can't get that. You can't get the pan. It's sold out, and we'll never make it again. But like, just so you know, this is what we used to have.
Yeah,
and you weren't cool enough to get it.
That's honestly what I feel like. I can never pull off bucket hats. I go to this brand. They produce bucket hats that are sold out. I go, oh, I want them now. Like it's such like reverse psychology, but it's smart.
But also like seeing that makes you want it more.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's smart. Zane, it's a really smart marketing tactic.
It's the reverse of Nanny.
You know why? Because I feel like we don't have like the best sense of.
And if we do sell out, if you do sell out of anything, it's because they only made like 7 of them. Oh, stop it!
All right, Bubba. All right.
Stop it. Bubba.
No. That's so funny.
We should. This is my favorite podcast.
This is my favorite podcast.
Like, so I'm like actually having fun.
I told my group chat, I was like, I'm not making it to dinner. I want to stay here. I never want to stop talking on this
podcast.
That's
really not. That's actually really sweet. That's fucking awesome.
Can I be like a third co-host?
You can be a second, third, fourth.
You're like, no one knows what to say.
Her eyes like.
I love it. I love it here. I never want to leave here. I love it here.
It's fun, right? It took us a long time for it to be fun.
We love
actually
this shit.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, but, we should end it.
Yeah, we got to end it.
All right, we got to end. Guys,
we
this
have
is
to
our
end
longest
it.
Thank you
guys.
Ever. This was our first guest, Stassi, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you guys so much
for watching. Thank you, Stassi, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having
me. Appreciate you.
Is there anything you want to plug in before we end this podcast?
Promote something.
Follow me on Instagram.
At Stassi Baby. Stassiebaby. Why would I know that?
Zane knows it. Don't worry. Zane knows it.
Did I spell it right? I don't think I did.
You did, baby.
I did. Okay.
He got it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, guys, follow her on everything.
That's it.
Yeah.
I just have Instagram, really. That's all I use.
Yeah.
She really is a model.
Oh, fuck you, huh?
Guys,
don't put it on me.
Okay.
Make sure to tune in to our audio podcast of this on the Spotify app and the Google app and the Apple app, whatever.
You can watch the video on YouTube at youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath.
Which I highly recommend, because if you don't watch the video,
you can't see how gorgeous I am.
Exactly.
You can't see how gorgeous
couch.
I am if you don't watch it.
right. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. And we will see you next week.
We love you guys so much. And we'll see you next week.
Hey, request me to come back.
No,
so
Zane,
that
stop.
I can be, so I can be the second first guest.
Okay. Stop. Get the fuck out of here. We are also going to be posting our gaming channel.
That was the first thing we promoted. We never did promote.
I'm closing it out. Oh,
the gaming channel. Make sure you follow their gaming channel because Zane might accidentally slip up and smoke on it or something.
Twitch? What is it?
Twitch.com/Zane and Heath
Yeah!
That's my girl. Actually
correct. There you go.
Very good. Thank you so much. And we love you guys. And
we love you.
Thank you and good night.
Thanks for coming to my podcast.
Oh my God. This is
thanks for having us,
this has been my favorite episode.
Thank you guys so much for coming.
We love you, Stassi.